Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, as we've been reporting, O.J. Simpson has died following a battle with prostate cancer. He was 76 years old. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. Phil, I remember such a big turnaround. Here was a guy, Heisman Trophy winner, San Francisco kid, star with the Buffalo Bills, the face of Hertz Rent-A-Car, and then if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
It was, and it was a big turning point in America in terms of race, in terms of our view of the judicial system, and in terms of how the media evolved after that. Eric, you were involved in radio, television back then during the infamous OJ trial. It literally turned the cable news industry around and made it.
I mean, his legacy, obviously, like Eric mentioned, is quite complicated. Was he ever able to turn it back around?
No, he was forever haunted. I mean, later incidents in his life that occurred in Las Vegas involving his conduct with a gun and memorabilia at a show there wound him a stint in prison. It has followed him. He went and he's come back as a podcaster and come out with occasional comments. But he's also always, after that trial, just sort of seen people, a lot of people still felt that he was guilty. And he just became sort of a sideline fixture on the American, you know, out there on the fringe. Occasionally people would quote him or he'd pop up. But no, he was never able to really come back from it.
You know, I made a trip down to Camp O.J. During the trial. Camp O.J. is what the reporters who were covering it called where they were stationed, which was this huge area blocked off where reporters were literally on a, kind of a bleacher thing, standing on top of each other doing live reports. And I've never seen that concentration of reporters in one place at one time. That's how big a story it was. There were dozens of reporters there doing that.
It was huge. It was akin to, and it went on for months and months. It was akin to a presidential inauguration, like you said, just the entire setup. And part of it is because I'm going to be honest with you, everybody there was a star or incredibly, you know, good looking, and everybody involved in it, the defense team, Johnny Cochran, the prosecutors, everybody had, Judge Ito, everybody in that trial had sort of this Hollywood persona that just went out to the world and everybody got enraptured with. People were covering it daily. I remember there was a radio station in San Francisco that dedicated itself, that got on the, you know, came on the air with just OJ coverage. You know, that's what they were doing. It was a phenomenal situation akin to, you know, so the likes of which we rarely see. Now, the overall impact of it, it opened also the doors to the huge questions of whether the police were being truthful, especially when it came to African Americans. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That became a huge statement and a catch statement for any type of police misconduct or questioning and planting evidence. So it had this huge combination of social and media and Hollywood that just went out not only to the United States, to the world. And you were right. When you went down there, it was literally Camp OJ. And now it's a footnote in our past.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.